the rest of the story. Terry Morris was born on the mean streets of Chicago. I guess that was his first mistake. His mother wanted nothing to do with him. But she couldn't summon the courage to abandon her child just yet, so she emptied her frustrations in physical violence. She beat Terry. I mean, all of the time. Not as punishment, however. Terry's mother had a different approach to punishment. She locked him out of the house. When Terry was a bad boy, his mother would just throw him out and lock the door. And that wouldn't have been so terrible, except that the little boy got hungry after a while, and he got thirsty, and perhaps worst of all, he thought this was a normal part of growing up, that when you misbehaved, you got kicked out of the house and you didn't get to eat. Now Terry Morris is 14. His mother goes to church and says goodbye to the pastor. The pastor asks, where is she going? Terry's mother says she is moving to Mississippi. It's only later, after she is gone, that the pastor realizes Terry's mother has left her son behind. Just flat left him on the street with nowhere to go, no one to turn to except the pastor. The latter, of course, could not believe that a sister of the church would do such a thing. In fact, he refused to believe it, assuming instead that there'd been some mistake. The minister made arrangements for Terry to join his mother in Mississippi. So Terry went to Plantersville, and he did locate his mother, and she abandoned him again. Now he's alone on the street again, only this time with nobody at all to turn to. So Terry Morris survived the only way a little boy knew how, by scrounging through garbage cans for food, by sleeping in abandoned cars, a week and then 2 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks with no bath, no change of clothing, and when it rained on Terry. Finally, after a month and a half of this, some welfare officials finally noticed him, and they said, my goodness, you're 14, what are we supposed to do with you? And while they were making up their minds what to do with him, and because there was no place else to put him, they threw him in jail. Americans, what you've just heard, when multiplied times who knows how many, is typically a prelude to an obituary, a collection of forlorn facts preceding death by knife or bullet or bludgeon or hypodermic needle. And it is tempting to blame society in general, and even to excuse whatever future criminal behavior may result from such a background. But mainly, we expect that subject from such a bleak biography to die young. And most statistics support our expectations. But the next time you are inclined to give up on yourself or somebody else, please remember Terry Morris, who could have held everybody and everything in life responsible for his misery, but who instead decided that he would at least die with an education, and he dedicated his life to that decision, and he graduated high school in Tupelo with honors, and he was accepted at Mississippi State University, where he graduated in 1990, and he's now a respected electrical and electronics engineer, inventor of the telerobic manipulator system for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Now you know the rest of the story.